are listening to me, Bible Thinker. Yeah. Hi, my name is Bible Finkel, Father Schwinkel's son, and I'm a really neat kid. And sometimes I go to really neat places, like a new old age home and stuff like that. And I like to go there sometimes, because whenever I go there, I feel like, you know, like I'm back in Grandpa Sprintz's house and stuff. Because last time I went there, so as soon as I walked into the old age home, so this lady, a very nice old lady, told me, "Oh, you look just like my grandmother." So I told her, "You look like my grandmother." And then she asked me, "What's my name?" And when I told her that my name was Fievel, she started crying because apparently her grandfather was a chazan and his name was Fievel. And then, because she was crying so much, so in order for me to get her back down to this world and back down to touch with reality, so I asked her what her name was, and then she stopped crying and she told me that she doesn't remember, but if I go up to the front desk, so they'll be able to tell me. So while I was walking to the front desk, so this nice little old lady asked me for directions to the front desk and stuff like that. And so, as I was approaching the front desk, I noticed on my left, to utter dismay, that there were three couches filled with a lot of grandmothers and stuff like that, surrounding a flower pot and stuff like that. And when they saw me coming, they didn't really notice me, but I reminded them anyways of their grandfather's name, Fievel, who were also chazanim and shrikhtim and moilims and stuff like that, because they started singing together in harmony, and I stress together in harmony, and it sounded something like this. Afrim, Afriti, breath are my emol, and their stuff is me. Under the last mitt of the finger lock, under the bees me. Zog zay nachamol, un shmate nachamol, come it always bees. So then I complimented them on their voices, and I asked them if they ever went to voice lessons, and they told me that they would love to. However, they don't let them out of the nursing home because they have really bad service. At least that's what they said. And then I thought, hey, that's like today's mitzvah and stuff. Positive mitzvah number 235, that we are commanded the laws regarding a non-Jewish slave, that he must remain your slave forever and ever and never be set free unless he is injured and stuff. And the next mitzvah, negative mitzvah number 254, that if a slave runs to Eretz Yisrael and he escapes to there, so his master is not allowed to make him come back. And the third mitzvah, negative mitzvah number 255, that a slave that escapes to Eretz Yisrael, so he becomes like a convert and stuff, and therefore we're commanded not to cheat him or make him feel bad and stuff. And then suddenly my ears started hurting because all of a sudden there was this loud outburst of applausation, and then I realized that they were all cheering for me and they were all saying, "Fievel for Sivus Manager." Bible Finkel at the Sefer HaMitzvot. Oh, yeah. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place, same fox.